When was the last time that you were really, really hungry? Like starving, almost shaking perhaps from the need from food? I believe any number of us have felt it to some degree or another, that reality that perhaps you forgot breakfast and lunch and it's 6 o'clock in the evening and you haven't eaten anything all day and you're starting to feel it. How long has it been since you have felt hungry? And when that took place, were you thankful for it? Were you thankful for that sensation of being hungry, of recognizing within your very person there was emptiness and a need to be filled? Were you thankful for being hungry? Years ago, and it's been years ago, I went on a fitness retreat. And during this fitness retreat, it was 6.5 days that I was there at this place in Indiana. And I ate no solid food for 6.5 days. It was amazing. Now, I took vitamins. We had broth. And they put all kinds of stuff in water that you drank. I don't even know what it was, but it was an interesting reality. Because for 6.5 days, I knew I was hungry, but I also didn't particularly feel that hunger. Like, there wasn't that shakiness that you get if you haven't eaten. So it was this weird tension between the two. I was fine, I felt fine, but I also knew that I hadn't eaten solid food in 6.5 days. Lost a little bit of weight. I gained it all back, and I found some more recently during COVID, but it is what it is. That experience, though, taught me how important it is to recognize that we can go quite a while without eating. And that when we do eat, sometimes it's not just about physical hunger. Sometimes it's about something else. When was the last time you were thankful for being hungry? It has been said at times that it's difficult to find God on an empty stomach. That's part of our reason for going out and helping those who are hungry, to give them something to eat so that hopefully they then are able to recognize God's presence in their lives. It is difficult to find God on an empty stomach. I offer as a balancing reality to that, that it's difficult to find God on a full stomach. I was told that at a Jesuit retreat center as I went into silence for 7 days. I guess I have this propensity for doing difficult things. I don't know what it is. But as we were entering into silence for 7 days, the retreat directors would say, you know, you might want to fast a little because it's difficult to find God on a full stomach. Well, then, it being a Jesuit retreat house, they had food everywhere. So, there it is. How to say no to that which was right there in front of you and also enter into that hunger for God. It is difficult to find God on a full stomach. We encounter today the Israelite people who were on the move. They are in the middle of the desert. And sisters and brothers, if there ever was a reading or a book of scripture to look to recognize what it is to live the Christian life in the world, it's this right here from Exodus. That temptation to say, why did you take us out of that? Sure, we were slaves, but we were full. We had food. Sure, we had to work really, really hard for no dignity or no respect, little pay. But at least we were full. We had food. Why did you take us out of here into this desert where we don't know where we're going for sure? You say that there's a promised land on the other side. You say that there's something better on the other side. And yet here we are, stuck in the middle, lost and hungry. Hebrew people, the Israelite people, have a good point. Moses has led them out to the desert, and they are challenged to trust in God. And God, we are told, hears their groaning, hears their hunger, knows their hunger. And so he feeds them. He feeds them with manna from heaven and quail in the evening, bread and meat to satiate that hunger so that they can make their journey to the promised land. But God doesn't stop there. That's also part of the reality of the book of Exodus, is that that would have been amazing and wonderful. And God could have stopped there. And yet God didn't. God continues to fill that hunger, that void in our lives, in a way that even the Israelites didn't know how to put words to. We receive something greater than manna from heaven. We receive Jesus Christ and the Eucharist himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity from this very altar, from the gifts that are brought forward. We receive the bread of life. Jesus tells those who are looking for him that they are only looking for him because they were filled with bread. Bread that ultimately won't satisfy that hunger deep inside. Bread that left them hungry again. They come to him looking for more. And he says the only thing that will fill you is for the bread that comes down from heaven and brings life into the world. The bread that comes down from heaven and brings life into the world. Jesus Christ descended from heaven in the incarnation and gives us life through his resurrection and his ascension. He is the bread from heaven. He is the answer. When was the last time you were thankful for being hungry? There's an opportunity in our lives to recognize that our stomachs lead us to God. This is kind of contrary to what many people think of Christianity, but our heads and our heart lead us to God, but so does our stomach as well, because when we are hungry, we know viscerally that we need something. We need something to fill us, and that something is the bread that came down from heaven, Jesus Christ himself. I dare you, I challenge you, to pray a prayer that's beyond what your heart and your mind would pray. Pray a prayer that's from perhaps even your stomach. Pray a prayer to be filled in a way that you hadn't dared to be filled before. Pray for that desire, that whatever it is that you need to live the life you're being called to live, that patience to endure, that love to be able to be shared amongst challenging times, whatever it might be, that emptiness within you is something that God desires to fill and to fill today. Ask and you shall receive. He is the bread from heaven. He is the one, the only one, who can fill the hunger of our lives.